This is a story that goes back to the closing years of the last war. The war, incidentally, which one doesn't quite know if it was called World War II in expectation of a third, or simply, and more optimistically, because it happened to follow World War I. To be more precise, it took place during the first few months of 1944, at a country estate just south of Rome, not quite halfway between the city and the Alban Hills, and only about 20 miles from the Anzio beachhead. A detail of some relevance to the story was the circumstance that the place lay at an uncomfortably short distance from Caroceto, where the front line came closest to Rome. In addition, the airport of Ciampino, a target of particular interest to the Allied bombers, lay just a few miles to the west. A final particular of some import, hardly worth mentioning in more peaceful circumstances, was the fact that a railway tunnel ran directly under the villa where the owners of the estate were living when our story begins. A particular which did not pass unobserved by the Germans, who soon found it expedient to use the tunnel as a hiding place for two big railway guns of theirs, since it was then, and still is today, the only railway tunnel in that part of the Roman countryside. I might add that those were the same railway guns for which the Allies developed very little enthusiasm as time went by, and understandably so, since they were used for a methodical bombarding of Anzio through all the days of the beachhead. Despite that, they would eventually refer to them with the deceptively affectionate nickname of Anzio Anni.